the half halt. First of all, congratulations that you're doing something about making your half halt better. It is going to have a knock-on effect in all areas of your riding. I can tell you that now. It is such an important part of riding. And I'm so happy that we are here together to start improving yours. So before we go any further, let me introduce myself quickly. My name is Lauren Eleeson. I am the founder of Strides for Success, the voice behind the Daily Strides podcast. And of course, the person who created the 30-Day Rider Fitness Challenge. And I'm so happy that you are here with me today on this free training all about the half halt. Now, first things first, you do not have to be on a horse to listen to these episodes, okay? You can listen to them on the ground or on the horse or on your bicycle or in the car or doing the vacuuming, whatever you want to do, okay? You can listen to them. You will get equally as much benefit and value out of them whether you are riding or not. The other thing that I would suggest you do before we go any further is listen to all of the episodes, okay? Let it all play out. Listen to it all. It gives you a good kind of an understanding of where you're going, because if you listen to it all, you kind of realize, okay, so that's what I'm actually aiming for. And then you go back and you maybe pay particular attention to different aspects of it. You will get a lot more out of it. And you will be able to see what I mean about kind of the context of where that would fit in. So that's the second thing. Third thing is, I strongly suggest that you get it set up correctly in your app, okay? So whatever app you're using to play the podcast app, whatever app you're going to use to play this, set it up correctly. The instructions are there within that first email that you received from me. There's a link to a page with all the instructions. I strongly suggest that it's going to make a lot more sense and it's going to make things easier for you as well. So let us get on with our training, and that is the half halt. When are we using it? Well, we're using it all the time in the arena. And basically, the half halt is there for when things are going to change or when we feel that things are changing without us actually wanting them to change. Okay. Now, what I mean by that is when things are going to change. So before a transition, before a bend, before anything that is different. Okay. So if whatever you're doing now, if you're going to do something different, you use your half halt. And when the half halt is also used when we don't want things to change, but we can feel they're going to change. So, for example, losing balance, horse becoming a little bit heavier, horse becoming a little bit faster, horse slowing down a little bit. Okay, all these different things, these different elements that we don't want that to happen. So we're going to use the half halt. And why the half halt? Because the half halt gets our horse's attention. It brings the attention back to us, back to our seat, back to our aids. So as we can say, excuse me, that's actually what I want to happen is going to be this, and then we can set off where we want to go, okay? Can you see why it's so important? Now, first things first, when you're in the saddle and when you're riding your horse, one of the biggest keys to actually refining your half halt is getting really clear on what you're doing in the saddle right now. So for example, if you're busy in the saddle, busy, and you're moving about and you're shuffling and you're swinging and you're banging and you're kind of fiddling and you're doing all sorts of things in the saddle, okay? It is going to detract from the half halt. It's going to take away from it. Your horse is not going to be able to decipher. He's not going to be able to discern, I suppose, and say, okay, no, she actually meant that, but I must ignore the other, okay? He doesn't know the difference. So the first key of this is to become very, very, I suppose, mindful and conscious about what you're doing and when you are doing it. Second part is having a plan, okay? Now, as you become a better rider, and as your horse becomes more physically developed, and you know, we don't want to say a better horse, he's fantastic as he is, okay? But as he becomes more developed and more experienced and just able, more able, okay? There is a mental component to this, and particularly for the rider, because as we become better riders, okay, so as we become a little bit more in control of situations and that we're not kind of, we have the basics almost on autopilot, that we can start devoting more of our attention and time to really the bigger picture aspects of it, okay? Once we have got to that, what you'll find is that your half halt will actually be used less and less and less. And the reason is because you become better at planning, so you become more clear in what you want, okay? And secondly, your horse becomes better at carrying that out, okay? So whether it be that you want him to do a trot down the long side of the arena, let's just say a bog standard working trot, and you're going to ask for canter in the corner. If you become very clear on that, and your horse is maybe very developed and he understands the concepts as well, he will stay in trot. You will only have to do a half halt just before the corner and just before the transition. Does that make sense? Okay. But until we get to that point, we're going to have to put in a couple of half halts along that long side, because our horse is probably going to maybe fall out of rhythm. We are probably going to maybe a little bit unbalance things or become a little bit, well, wonky, crooked in the saddle. Horse might become a little bit heavy. He's not carrying himself correctly. We might forget to carry ourselves correctly. We might be banging. There's lots of different things that can go on. Okay. So it's just important to kind of understand that as your riding develops and as you and your horse develop, how you use the half halt is also going to be refined and develop along with it. Okay. So there is no kind of cookie cutter, one size fits all, I don't know, formula for the half halt. It's going to constantly evolve and constantly change. Now, the other thing that is going to happen with the half halt constantly evolving and changing is the fact that take the same rider, take the same horse, and take a different time of day or a different day, and you're going to have to maybe use, or you're going to have to ride a different half halt. Okay, it's all the time changing. And that, I suppose, adaptability in your riding is what really marks out a good rider from a rider who is mediocre. You have to be able to adapt, you have to be able to change, you have to be able to move and shift and kind of almost evolve with how the ride is, and your half halt has to do that for you. That was very deep, wasn't it? Right, I think that is enough for this one, and we'll be back with the next episode all about actually the more doing end of your half halt. I'll chat to you then. Bye.